6. Challenges, opportunities and expectations. Picture caption. From Colours of My World, Trent Griffin. End caption. Challenges. Referring to the public survey, there is a profound need in Cairns for improved communications about resources and opportunities for people with disability to enjoy and participate in the arts. From the perspective of the respondents, there is a perceived lack of appropriate space available for arts participation. Cairns Regional Council processes, for example grants, are hard to navigate and disproportionate to the benefits available. Only 11% of respondents are satisfied they receive enough information on arts opportunities. 60% agreement there are too few opportunities to participate in the arts. 66% of respondents need to make significant planning arrangements in order to enjoy an arts experience. 86% agreed there needs to be more networking between people with disability, disability groups and venues. First Nations leaders see the disadvantaged status of their own people as a disabling factor in itself. More coherent planning and funding is needed for sustainable development and support for existing resources. Opportunities. The creation of an arts and disability strategy demonstrates that Cairns Regional Council intends to proactively address the needs of people with disability, and feedback during the process confirms demand for more activity. The new city venues at CPAC and Munro Martin Parklands form a cultural precinct with exemplary performing arts programming. There is significant goodwill at both the gallery and museum to enlarge or renew accessible activity. To complement improved infrastructure, disability awareness training could assist in making venues more user-friendly. Completion of the audit of Cairns Regional Council spaces and other facilities, and the introduction of expanded subheadings in the Arts and Culture map, will widen awareness of accessible space. Libraries are key community hubs with accessible spaces. Cairns State Special School is a focal point with which Cairns Regional Council could engage formally. The State Special School performance space may be a useful community resource. An all-of-city open day for council-associated institutions could promote accessible services. Establishing a database and e-news list for arts and disability activity could assist with improved communications. Disability service providers are well-networked, with a hunger for stable and continuing arts projects. There should be greater dialogue with the NDIA office in Cairns. Existing annual events, such as Disability Action Week, are opportunities for collaboration. Use of technology to address geographic isolation. Longitudinal research to show impact on well-being of arts activity for people with disability, incorporated into the JCU research project on the Cairns Regional Council Arts and Culture Strategy. Accessible tourism, which has been estimated as an $8 billion per annum industry. Footnote 22. Expectations. The Arts and Disability Strategy is a platform for improved access and inclusion. Continued access improvements in council venues, together with inclusive programming. Simplified grant processes. Access and inclusion embedded in major festivals and events. Overwhelming survey response, 86% agreement, indicates need for increased networking. Better communication and resources from Cairns Regional Council, encouraging networking, development and collaboration. Cairns Regional Council can foster leadership, career pathways, mentoring, upskilling, professional development. Identification of long-term strategy to position Cairns Regional Council at forefront of LGA thinking state and nationwide. Picture caption. Much Ado About Nothing. Alex Hyatt. End caption.